Senate Bill 931 would prohibit the collection of aquarium or ornamental reef fish because their capture is incompatible with Kanaka Maoli values. Mike Nakachi of Moana Ohana supports the measure.
Different folks that have had Kanaka values, that have had culture integrated into their society, that have had a way of life, only take what you need. Malama Aina, Malama Momona. Does this particular commercial extraction align with those values? And it doesn't. It's that simple.
But Ron Tubbs, an aquarium fisherman for 40 years, says shutting down the industry will put many people out of work.
It's a $70 billion industry. Most of the species the aquarium fishermen take, there is no issue with fish populations. The Hawaii State Constitution states that the oceans are common heritage of all user groups, not just one, not the tourists, not the cow-cow fishermen guys, not the aquarium fishermen guys, everybody.
A Hawaii Supreme Court ruling in 2017 prohibited the use of fine mesh nets for aquarium fishing, requiring 2-inch nets instead. An environmental impact statement is being prepared by the aquarium industry for West Hawaii Island. Makani Christensen, president of the Hunting, Farming, and Fishing Association, says aquarium fishing did not exist in ancient Hawaii, but the culture evolved.
We now depend not only on land, but on money for sustainability. Hawaiians have found new ways to feed their families and fuel Hawaii's economy. The aquarium fish trade allows Hawaiian people to practice our culture by gathering from our resources, as did our ancestors.
But cultural practitioner Nakachi says the public is entitled to having Hawaii reefs protected.
We need to think about this, because again, this is just more pie in the face for a lot of people when you're talking about the majority of the people within the state of Hawaii allowing commercial interest to supersede public trust asset.
Meanwhile, Senate Water and Land Committee Chair Kai Ali'i Kahele, who conducted the public hearing, says he's hesitant about approving an outright ban.
You know, we should have this dynamic regulatory system. In the past, if the resource was depleted, we put a kapu on the resource. Once the resource restored itself, then we managed it.
Yeah.
So I am not going to render a decision on this bill today. I need time to think about it. I think the members need time to think about it.
Decision-making for Senate Bill 931 is scheduled for Wednesday, 2 p.m. in Conference Room 229. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.